Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, we finished our third question and answer series. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new series today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. And hey, I hope that you'll be ready today. We're in between the books of the Bible, and so as our normal custom, I'm going to have a short series for Between the Books. And today, I have an added extra special for you. If you go to our website, those who have access to it, to www.centralbaptistocala, that's centralbaptistocala.org. And you'll see in the left-hand column a place called Church Fellowship. If you click onto that, that's in PDF file, and it will come up. You can open it, and you'll see what I'm going to be covering. You can follow me as I read through these lessons and also share with you the Bible verses. I may add an extra comment as we go along, but you'll also notice at the end of each chapter are a list of questions. And so there'll be questions in there that if you want to be looking at those and listening and filling in the blank as you go along or filling in the answers, some are filling the blank, some are multiple choice, and other areas, true and false. And so if you want to do that, I would encourage you to do it. It might help you to learn. Also call your church pastor. Ask him to listen to this and to follow along or at least download the booklet. I believe that this is something that can help many local churches, and that's what we're here to do. Understand, the Lamp and Light broadcast is designed to take you through the book of the Bible, verse by verse, using the old King James Bible, sticking to the fundamentals of literal instead of allegorical interpretation of Scripture. Speaking the truth in love is the program's motto, and it's my intention to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. You say, why do you use the King James Bible? Well, because it's translated from the right manuscripts. I find it interesting that day after day, people come up and say, well, you need a new Bible, or you need a different kind of translation to understand it. You know, I grew up when there were hardly any other translations. And about everybody read the King James, and I didn't see people closing it up because they said, well, we just can't understand it. And people understood it. But now it seems like today you don't have that. And so I don't know if people are more ignorant today or what. But nonetheless, the King James is the right text to use. I was in a church visiting years ago, and in a Sunday school class, this church did not, as I got there, found out they did not hold to the King James version of the Bible. So I sat in a Sunday school class, and they were in 1 Corinthians 7 that deals there with marriage and divorce and so forth. And I would say there was at least five different translations in there. And each one had a different take that just gave the Scripture a different meaning, and these people were arguing, well, whose one is right? And I thought, boy, isn't that interesting? They say we need these Bibles to understand it better, and all it did was cause confusion. And so I witnessed that firsthand, And so just stick with this. Besides, it's the Holy Spirit that gives us understanding, not men of letters. And we need to understand that very clearly. So you can click on now, if you would like, into our website to follow along with us. We'd be glad to have you follow right along. And then if you missed the website that I just gave, Jerry Banks will give you the website at the end of each broadcast, and he gives our physical address as well. But you can go there and get the address and then follow along, open this up, and just see what is there. If you don't have access to a computer, maybe you have a relative or a friend who does and would be happy to download all of that to print it out for you. And that would be good as well. All right, now we want to go to this booklet, Church Fellowship. And so if you have that booklet, I'm going past the introduction, the acknowledgments, and so forth. And we're going to just start off with the first chapter, What is Fellowship? Now, the word fellowship appears 15 times in the New Testament. There are four Greek words translated fellowship. 12 times the Greek word koinonia is used. The other three times fellowship is used, there's a different Greek word used each time. The word koinonia is used in Acts chapter 2, verses 41 and 42. Now there we read, then when they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Here we find that fellowship is placed alongside the apostles' doctrine, the Lord's Supper, and prayer. That tells us how important fellowship is. This is what a local church is to be based upon. It is a purpose statement, and it's built upon the foundation and cornerstone, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, today we consider fellowship as it refers to a party or a social gathering, but actually that's highly inaccurate of the true biblical sense of the word. And you folks know in your church, they'll say, well, we're going to have a fellowship after services tonight, or go over to Brother So-and-So's for a time of fellowship. Well, that's not the sense of the word. Perhaps the best and most accurate description is seen in the use of the word fellowship as it's used in England. The word refers to a foundation established for the support of selected scholars called fellows. It usually includes a sum of money, room, and meals awarded to scholars for a fixed period of time so that they may pursue special study or research. These scholars are graduates, and the holder is expected to pursue postgraduate work in the department to which the fellowship is attached. Basically, then, a fellowship is a commitment of the institution to the fellow and the fellow to the institution. He does not go outside the department of his call. Now that brings us to the word church. Church comes from the Greek word ekklesia, defined as a called out assembly. It refers to a congregation of people called out from the general public. Now in the New Testament, nearly every appearance of the word church refers to a local church. As a matter of fact, someone has done a study and said that 111 of 117 times the word church appears, it is this idea of a called-out assembly speaking of a local church. As a matter of fact, some people say, well, really, every time it appears, it's referring to a local assembly, and the scholars go back and forth on that. So, it suffices to say, well over 90% of the references to church in the Bible are speaking of a local church. And rarely is it referring to everyone who has been saved. Now, we're called out from the world into a fellowship of holiness and righteousness. This is a fellowship that is a commitment to each other, but only within the guidelines of the Word of God. Like marriage, too many today are divorcing their local church in order to seek churches that put them more in touch with the world than it does with the holiness of God. With that scriptural backdrop, let's see the following passages that are dealing with fellowship. 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now let's think about that. You can say you have fellowship, but you're walking in darkness? Well, that's a lie. Imagine one of those men in England that earned this fellowship at a university, and they don't pursue their field of study. They just want to sit there, eat, and room and board, and they want to do other things, and they don't give the time to that. Well, before too long, they're gone. Now, they can say they have fellowship there, but the truth of the matter is they're not walking in fellowship. Well, in like manner, when we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. What is walking in darkness? Well, I think 1 John 2:15 through 17 is a good answer to that. Now, understand, the Gospel of John and then the epistles of 1st, 2nd, 3rd John refer to this idea of light and darkness. And thereby, when we read 1 John 2:15 through 17, we read this: love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, there are a lot out there today teaching that we have so much liberty to fulfill all these desires that we're not under the law. And so if you have rules, you have standards, you're a legalist. Well, then you pretty well have to classify all the New Testament as a legalist document, because there's many, 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 over 600 imperative commands in the New Testament, and they are very strong. So again, if any man love not the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now let me say this. When you got saved, you received a new nature. You were delivered from the penalty of sin, and you were delivered from the power of sin. However, you were not, I say and repeat, you were not delivered from the presence of sin. And that sin is always enticed, it's always manifested through our old nature. That sin acts up through the old nature that we still have in us, because the old nature is not eradicated in this life. And so that's how it affects us. And how does it work? It works through the lust of our flesh, the lust of our eyes, and the pride of life. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. lampandlight.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.